Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio.
We're here on AFL Exchange, not much longer to go on Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Before we do head off, though, we've got a very special guest joining us, a man with a busy afternoon ahead of him, Andrew McDougall from Corporate Sports Australia, manager of Bobby Hill, joins us on the line. G'day, Andrew.
Hi, gents. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. Where does it sit with the Bobby Hill deal as it stands?
Thanks for having me on. I spoke with Jason McCarthy this morning. Last conversation, neither club is involved really at this point, but hopefully they start the discussions. You sort of tracked some of the progress with Bobby looking to go to Essendon, and then obviously Essendon tabling a deal which involved a future second as part of a deal with Adrian. So we're just looking into it at the moment, and hopefully that some discussions start ramping up.
Are you hoping for that this afternoon? Do you expect at this point that something will get done and the Giants will budge on that, Dukes?
Yeah, I think Bobby's very keen to get to Essendon. Young man having his first child, you know, there's a lot going on. Obviously, a young player comes out and says where he wants to nominate, speaks to the club and tells them why. And it does hold a bit of weight. And Bobby's quite stressed and nervous at this point, as you can imagine. And going through a few trades with Cole over the years, this seems like it's going to be a very delicate one for Bobby, and he's really keen to get there. So hoping that clubs can start discussing. They've had the initial conversations, but obviously we've got not too long left, but there's a little bit of time left, so hopefully things start moving in that direction further.
Yesterday, Jason McCartney said to AFL.com.au that it was highly unlikely that a trade would be done and he'd be welcome back to GWS if it went that way. How would Bobby feel if it didn't go down and he had to go back to the Giants? Is that something that he's had to consider as well?
I think that's the club point of view, they do say that. But I think when you're dealing with the family, I spoke to the mum this morning, Kate, she's been really great over this stressful period. And Bobby's been great as well, coming in a bit later to have a further discussions with us. But it is a very intense time, so it's definitely hard to go back. Very, very hard for a young man to go back. So wait and see how it plays out, Cal.
Would you say it's Essendon or no one at this stage if he does go to Victoria? Obviously, Collingwood's shown some interest in him. Is it Essendon or no one, or are the Giants open to dealing him anywhere in Victoria?
No, they haven't discussed that. At this stage, it's neither club's involved, probably in terms of locking it right in, but I think those discussions with Essendon have happened. That's been his club of choice. He's come out and said that, publicly, and we've said that Essendon was where he wanted to get through. His cousin plays for the AFLW side, and he's got Brad Hill there in Melbourne that he'd like to live with. He's also going through a similar thing with a child on the way. So having some family support around him is a big one.
What do the Giants want in terms of a deal? What's your sort of take on after speaking to Jason McCartney this morning? Or is it just a no-go at all from their perspective at this point?
It's probably more, the highly unlikely situation. But in saying that, you've got to be delicate with a young man who's having his first child and working around those parameters. So hopefully things will open up a little bit as the day goes on, Cal.
How far ago did this one progress, Andrew? Because there's been a few reports, obviously, there was the talk that to the Giants website that he wanted to stay and be recontracted. That was about a month ago. And then all of a sudden last Friday, it came to light that he'd requested a trade to Victoria. Can you talk us through the timeline of how it got to this stage?
Not exactly in terms of the timeline, but Bobby has been thinking about it for quite a while. Having seen what Brad's done in Melbourne and being there with family and having that support and then having the birth of his first child on the way, that sort of all sort of led to Bobby's decision. It did come a few weeks ago with really thinking about where he wanted to go. And Bobby obviously came in a few times, had a meeting with Cole and I. So there's been a lot of ongoing discussion. And at the moment, yeah, that's exactly where he's putting his mindset and very focused on it. So it's a bit of a nervy time for him and the family. And obviously last day of trade's always going to be a bit intense, boys. But hopefully things can progress soon, mate.
How is he going? He's in Western Australia at the minute. How's he tracking?
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit. It is tough, obviously, going through this period. We've done a few of these before with some of the boys, and this does seem like a big one, and it's going to be hard for him to, go back if things don't go the right way. But, you know, hopefully the dialogue can start getting on track and go from there, mate.
Andrew, thanks for your time on Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Good luck to both yourself and Bobby in the last 6.5 hours of this window.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Andrew McDougall there from Corporate Sports Australia, manager of Bobby Hill, trying to get a trade to Essendon in this window. Thanks for joining us over the last fortnight on the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. When everything counts, count on Continental. Enjoy the last 6.5 hours of this hectic trade period.